is, you don't get anything special. Now that your partner is, you're not like working for me, you're working for your own. So therefore, we divide in half everything. Omalei. So the Oros, the worker, said back to the original owner, Hashta kimikara nami loi. Like, what's going on here? Now I'm even worse off than I was before. Before I got at least the head for pay. And now you're not giving me anything special. Now lamais everything, we go together. So I was this question back. Like, now that I became a shutif, I get less than I got before. Omalei. So he said back to him, Adu idno zuzi did they have it? Yes, up until now that the whole animal belonged to me. So therefore, when you're working for me, it's like a milver. Eloi heavy hidno chotzfei purta. If I wouldn't give you some extra pay, mechzik ribis. Then it looks like ribis. But the mic thinks it's all my money, so it looks like I'm lending you money. Like you're getting half of the profit. So the half you get is like I loaned you money, and you're gaining on your own money. So it's like halvo, it's like a loan. And then you're working back for me on my part. So how come you're working back for me? It's only because since I lent you money, since half is a milva, so and the other half is a pikadon. The other half is like mine, you're working for me. So how come you're working for me? Only because I lent you money. So that looks like ribbis. Then I have to give you some extra pay. But hashtu, but now, that you won't have for the animal, shutvi anan. Now we're shutvis. There's no ribbis here. There's no loan involved. If so, my comrade, what's the problem? That you're working a little bit extra hard for me. Like, true, we should this. But, Lukura, I should work also. How come you're raising the animal? So, I'm Yinshi, people say, it's worth it for you. It's worth it for you to take care of the animal because the maisa, you're pesturing him on my fields. So, since I'm giving you, like, the food, that's enough. So, the maisa, now that there's no loan involved, it does not look like ribbits. So any question, how does the work go? So that's the cloud that the owner, like, you own the fields. Now somebody else is pasturing his animals on your fields, that's enough what you're giving up. The rest of the work, the other shutif has to do. See, now that it became a shutif, he lost out. Torah Rabbanan wrote like this, Hashom behemo lechaveroi. If someone again gives away his animal for somebody else to raise, and they make up a deal that the profit comes out with divide in half. Is admosa chayel tapaboy. Till how long do you have to work to raise the animal, to raise the calf that I gave you? So Sumcha says, be afay nice, when I give you a donkey, shumay nasha chodesh, 18 months, the goydus when I give you sheep, chov dal chodesh, 2 years, 24 months. V'imbo l'chalav atech zmanay, they want to split up in the middle of the zman, is chaver makavalov, the original owner, either one of them, has the right to stop it. As the Baal HaBayim, the original owner, has a right to stop to say no, but there's a contract here. You accepted it to raise it for 2 years. Avolein HaDoim, it's not like Tipul Shoshon Ezu, but Tipul Shoshon Acheres. The way you have to feed him the first year, to the way you have to do it the second year. So Mar says, like, Mike, come, what does he mean to say here? Ella means like this. The Fishen HaDoim, the Tipul Shoshon Ezu, the Tipul Shoshon Acheres. Means the first year it's hard to raise him. The second year it's easier already. So you can't quit on me after the first year, because that's hard to raise. Rashi has two pshatim here. No, Rashi's first pshat is... Okay, Rashi's pshat is that the second year you have to feed him more. So you only fed him the first year. If you want to quit now, it's not fair on the deal. Because you got away easy the first year. The first year you don't have to feed him so much. The second year he gets bigger, you have to feed him more. And we accepted that for 2 years you'll take care of it. So if it's not within, you have no right to stop in the middle, because then I'm losing out. Tani the Quran, another brisa. Hashom daim lechaveroi, if you give your animal for somebody else to raise, ad mosachad l'tapa b'vlodos. Till how long do you have to take care when he gives off babies to raise the baby? V'dak, if it's a young animal, a small animal, like a sheep, lamajoyim, you have to raise the vlad, the kid, 30 days. Uvagasa, a cow, a big one, nunyoyim, 50 days. But if you give over a cow for someone to raise for you, and it gives birth, so you have to take care of the kids for 50 days. On young sheep, you have to take care of 3 months. If they should pull them a ruba, there's a lot to take care of. What does it mean there's a lot of work there? If they should shine a doctor, so it has small teeth. In other words, it's not used to eating yet. Therefore, you have to take care of at least for 3 months. After that, that manashach. After that, so half of it is like yours. That you have right to take half of the profit. The chatzim machzav shachaveroi. Now the other half, really, the Baal HaBosses is supposed to take back. If he doesn't take it back, you're like working now for the Balabayas. So you get half of the profit in the second half. And the half that belongs to the Balabas, you get half of the profit. Rav Menashe bar Goda shokil machzeh shaloi. He took half of his own. V'chatzeh machzeh b'shachaleir, like we just said. And he took half of his friend's share. Because since he's raising more than he's supposed to, he took half of the Balabas' share. Osla kaima debaya. Omele said to him, man polaglucho. Like, who gave you a right to divide up? Man polaglucho, who said you could stop the shutfis? V'yoit, and secondly, mokim shenogu legadlu. It was a minig to raise the kids. Utsanan, we learned. Mokim shenogu legadlu yagdilu. So that's the minig amokim, you can't stop. Because when can you stop? Only if the minig is. Rashi says, man polaglucho, misha moisa shemlin shumas yofa. That's one thing. Who gave you a right to divide up? Who said you divided up equal? Like, who said you had the right price? And secondly, this was the minig, this was the makam to raise it. So you have no right to stop in the middle. Nothing more says, our new trek is third. The two people, the Ovid Iska Be'ada Dodi, they made a business deal between the two of them. So one gave the other one money to put into business. Also chad minayu polik zuzi, b'loy died at the harvay. Later in the middle of the terms, one of them divided the money in half. Look, you gave me $50, it came now to $100, so we're dividing it equal, each one gets $50. Osla kaima de Rapapa. Omalei, my nafka minei. What's the difference? Hoch yomer of Nachman. Zuzi command the polygdomi. Money is okay. Money is money. To divide up money, there's no question how much it's worth. If you have $100, everybody knows, 50-50, that's a good plukto. Therefore, there's no problem in dividing up money. There's only a problem in dividing up chveitsim objects. Then we have to know what the right value is. So Mar says what happened was, Lishona, the next year, Zovin Chamra Bad Yadodi. They bought wine together to do business with it. Now, Kon Edith, the other one, Polaglei B'lei Daita D'Charvei. He went and split up, sold the wine, and split the profit, without asking the other Shutter permission. Now, Osla came with Rapapa, came in front of Rapapa. Omele, Rapapa said to him, you didn't do right. Man Polaglecho. Like, who told you to make this Shuma? Who said you sold it at the right price? Wine, we have to know how much it's worth. One shittah has no right stamp to make up his mind, I want to split now. Omalei, so the other one said, Kochazina the boss of the D, costly, like you're against me. Last year when my other shittah divided up the money, he said it was okay. This year when I want to divide up the wine, you're telling me it's no good. What's going on here? Like he had tainas on your papa. So Omer Papa, Papa said, Kai Gavin, in such a case like this, Vadai Tzorach Liyaduye. Like in such a case, the Rav has to explain himself. It really doesn't look right. The Balabatim have tainus. To me, you said one way. Tim, you said another way. So even though that's halacha, Rav shouldn't just go away and say, that's the way it is. He's supposed to explain it. So Papa said, in such a case like this, that they shouldn't come and have tainus upon me, tzorach liyaduya, I have to explain them, what's the reason of this? So, like this, Zuzi, if you're only dividing up money, mi shokol tovi v'shokol chasiri, to somebody take the good coins and leave over the bad coins, like that we know. If you're dividing up the money, we know you're dividing up equally. It's easy to divide up the money. But chamro, but by wine, kulu yalma yadi, everybody knows, diyika debosim, viyika deloibosim. There's some wine that's sweet, that tastes good, and there's some wine that doesn't taste so good. So you can't just divide up the wines, because maybe you're taking the better wine, and you're giving me the bad wine. So for such a chalukah, you have to go to Beis Din. Like you have to have a person, Nemon, to make the chalukah. If it's just dividing up money, so there's no problem. But when you're dividing up wine, we have to make sure you're making a good division, then you have to go to Beis Din. Kufa, what we just say, Omer Rav Nachman, Zuzi money, command the public dummy. So whenever you're doing a business deal with money, because any time he has a right to divide it in half, because money is always like divided. Morris says, Hani Mili, when is that said? Tovi v'tovi. Like good coins with other good coins. Rias the kuli v'tekuli. So Rashi says these two things are
that some coins weigh a little bit less, but the tzura is very good, it has a good form on it, and it's yaitzei. Other coins, that's called a tovi. Other coins are like tkuli, they weigh a little bit more, but they also are used a lot. So pshat is some people like this, some people like that. So that we say is good deal, it's a good chalukah, you have to divide up the tovi with the tovis, and the tkuli with the tkulis. But to mix up the two, that's not called a good deal. That's not called a good chalukah. In other words, not every kesef has the good chalukah. You have to make sure even the money that you divide it in the right way, that each one gets the right type of money, just like the other one gets.
Rav Choma, Havi Muga Zuzi, Bepshita, Biyoymi.
mamish rent out his money and charge somebody a pruta. Just I rent out my car to you, I could charge you money. See, the same thing, I can rent out money to you. Halacha, this is us, this is mamish ribis. But Eyal, I'm not stam lending it to you and charging you ribis, I'm renting it to you. Instead of renting out my chair, I'll rent out my dollar. So he rented out his money for pshiti. Rav Chomna has a mugar zuzi, he rented out his zuz for pshita for pshita. The yoima, at the end of the year, so called the zuz to Rav Chomna, became broke. He lost all his money. Kitzur, Hashem paid him back, but says, with nisa ribis, so if it is ribis, you lose your money. Who sabar, what did Rav Chomna hold? Maish nami mara. What's the difference if I rent out a hatchet or a hammer? So just like I rent out a hammer, I can take money for it, I rent out my money, it should also be mutter. Mara says, well, it's not true. Moro, a hammer, hodra benai. You lend it out, he has to give it back to you. The yadi pichsei. And we know clearly that it's worth less now. Like, what are you charging for? If I give you my hammer, so it lemais, it's worth less now. I gave you a hammer, wasn't used so much. The more you use it, the less it's worth. So therefore, the money I'm charging you is because there's a pchasia. Because the hammer went down in price. So I have a right to charge you. But Zuzi, if I lend you $10, you don't have to give me back those $10 itself. Any $10 to give me back is good. For Layadi Pichsin, we don't see any loss. You gave 10, you get 10. You get 10 back. So you have no right to charge you money for the renting. The only reason you're charging is for ribis, some interest. That's what Terah said to Sosa. And the more he is being mazva. When I rent out a chepetz to you, I have a right to charge you money because it gets used up. And you have to give me back. If I rent out my car, the car is used up. For that I have a right to charge you money. But I lent out my money, it doesn't get used up, the money. Any money, you don't give me, you only have to give me back the same money I gave you. You give me back different money, as long as it's money. Money doesn't get used up. Therefore, you have no right to charge for renting money. That's not because of renting, though. It's not a pchas in the object. Yeah, that's the same. But he doesn't have to pay you back the same silver coin anyway. It's not the pshat that he ruined it. He borrowed that, he has to give you back one. It's not the same one. There's no loss involved. It's not worth as much than he can't pay back. He has to pay back what the value that he borrowed. Yeah. Right. Omar Rova, Shorulele Yinish Lemaimel El Chavri. A person has the right to say to his friend, Heylech Dalit Zuzi, take these $4, the Usfela Paun Yezuzi, and I want you to be a Malvo and lend somebody else money. That's Mutta. I'm allowed to go to my friend and give him $4 and tell him, listen, somebody else is a poor person, please lend him money. Even though the Chura now, the Malva got ribbis like, the Malva's getting money for lending out his money. So that's Mutta. Because the Osra, Torah, El Ribbis, Habor, Miloiv, La Malva. It's only an Issa between the Loiv and the Malva. The one that's giving the money cannot receive extra money from the lender. But somebody else could pay the Malva money to give away money. That's Mutta. The Yomarov Rav also says, Reuben has a right to say to his friend Shimon, please take these $4 now. And you go now to this Yehuda, and tell him to lend me money. Also, I'm allowed to do that. Reuben the Loiva could pay money to Shimon, that Shimon should speak to the Malva to lend me money. My timer, I'm paying him because he's doing work for me. So again, it's not called ribbis. I'm not giving you for the loan, but I'm paying you money to go speak to the Malva, that's Mutta. Kiho di Abba Mar Bredra Papa. Heavy Shokel Ugna di Kiro, Mikiroi used to take some wax from the waxman. The Yomal Eliavua Usfe Zuzi. And he gave the son like wax to say, like, go tell your father to lend me money. That was Mutta. As long as it wasn't from the Loiva to the Malva, it's Mutta. Omale Rabon Ra Papa. Ocho Brei Demar Rabisa. Look who your son is eating ribbons. Like your son took extra wax because I'm going to lend that person money. Or Malay, so the father said back, Koki hai ribis, any such ribis, nechel. That's Mutta, my son has a right to take the extra wax. Because le osra toire le ribis, habo mi loiva la malva. It's only the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, cannot pay back more money to the malva. That's the ribis. For the hawk over here, the fact that you're giving extra wax to my son, you're like, you're paying my son. You're asking my son to speak to me that I should lend you money. But what are you giving my son extra money for? That's something to do. getting his pay for talking to the father. Now the Mishnah says, Shomin Toro v'chamor v'choldovish shu'oysel v'yoychel l'machta. Again, I could give you a poro to raise for me, or a donkey to raise for me, v'choldovish shu'oysel v'yoychel, anything that I take care of itself, like it gives off milk, it gives off a poro v'chamor, does work for you, so therefore the one that's working now gets his pay for the work the chamor does for him, or the milk that he gets, then it's mut, it doesn't look like ribis. L'machta. Did it make up? If the profit, we divide our 50-50. Mokem shinogol l'chalak es avlodos miyad chokim. If the minhag is that you're raising my parah. If it gives birth, so right away we divide up the kids equally. You have to do it right away. Mokem shinogol l'gadi yagdilu. If the minhag is that no, the person that took upon himself to raise the cow has to also raise the kids, so he has to hold on to it to raise the kids also. Shomin ogel egel imimai. If I give you an eagle to what? Take care of with its mother, and then its mutter. That since the mother takes care of itself, the milk it gives off pays for the work. So now that you have an eagle, can't take care of it, it's easy that we had before. He holds that the mother takes care of the eagle, so I don't have to pay you extra for taking care of the calf. The sayichi imimoi. Oh, my friends, I'll sode, I could charge extra money on the field. V'yein chushish mishum ribis. On this, we're not afraid of ribis. Let's all see what that means. My friends, I'll sode. Now the Gemara says, I have a right to get extra money for my field, and it's not a problem of ribis. Case that, what's the case? You rent out the field from your friend, I'm going to ask to pay him back 10 kuras of wheat for the year. Give me $200, and I'll take care of you. Rashi's called Sorka, called Dov, the Korei Parnosa. I'll take care of whatever you need. There is, Tainli means Rashi Masayim Zuz. Halveinu Masayim Zuz. You lend me $200, and V'yotziim Basod Elizabol, and I'll take care of the field. So I'm borrowing the field, I'm renting the field from you. And then I want to borrow money from you to put it into the field. V'yinele l'chor, shnei mosakur l'shona.
In other words, when you lend me the $200 and I put it into the field to make the field better, so now I'll pay for the rent, not 10, but 12 krum for the year. Besides paying you back the $200, I'll also pay you now more rent. So more says mutter, that's mutter. But you can't do that not by store and not by ship. Because like here, there's nothing more to put into it. You can't make the store better, you can't make the ship better. When I take the money and put it into the field, I make the field better, therefore it produces more. I have to pay, I can pay bigger rent. But by a chnus and by a stream, no, we don't say that. But Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avuha, Pomim, sometimes, Shemafres al chanus, you have a right to charge more, even by the store. Lots of by tzura, like if you borrow the money to paint it up to make it look nicer. And Svina lasas lo iskuro, if you borrow the money to put, let's say, another sail on the ship.
The store is stuck worth more, so I have a right to get more for the rent now. Svina lasas lo iskuro, also I give you money to build another sail on the ship, that's also mutter for me to take more rent, because now the ship is worth more. Chanus lots of batura, titzava bayinshav evyagra tvei. Because now that it looks nicer, people pay more for the rent. And Svina lasas bo iskriya, if I give you money for the ship to make another sail on the ship, kivun de shapira iskriya, tvei agra, tvei svinta. That since lamaisa the ship is better now, it has a sail on it, and another sail yielded onto it, so therefore it's worth more. So therefore I have a right to charge more. So that's not called ribis. That's called now lamaisa you're paying more rent, because the store or the svin is worth more. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. This is the new sasha. Stop here. You're holding our stomach test, summer base. Okay, and last shot we had was that by even though it's not freezing ala soda, but ain't my freezing ala chanus, they ain't my freezing ala svina. That means if you rent out a store or you rent out a ship and then you borrow money from the owner, so you're not allowed to pay you more rent because that's called ribis. Because you're paying him more rent, even though you put the money in buying more merchandise, but you don't make the actual store worth more. Mashenkin, let's say you use the money you borrow to paint the store, or you use the money to borrow to make the ship better, then you have a right to pay more rent, because then you're paying more rent, because the ship or the chanus is worth more.
Now the Gemara says, Svinta, what about a ship? Omar Rav, Rav says, Agra or Pagra. You're allowed to charge somebody, if you rent out your ship, you're allowed to charge him Agra rent and Upagra. Let's say he brings it back and something breaks on it, so you're allowed to charge him for that also. Omar Le Rav Kanav, Kanav said back. Omar Le Rav Kanav, Rav Asi Le Rav, they both said back to Rav. E Agra Loi Pagra. If you're charging rent, you're not allowed to charge if it got worth less, because that's what you pay rent for. Why does somebody pay rent? Because when you use it, it breaks, something breaks on it. That's what you pay rent for. So you can't charge both. And Ipagro lo yagro. If you're going to charge for how much you got evaluated by the youth, exactly to charge for the rent. But that's what you can't charge both. Rashi says, Ipagro lo yagro. Like if you charge pagro, that means you're like shama labadomim. Like the value is worth now, that's how much you have to give back. So it looks like a milva. If so, if you pay rent, that's like ribbis. So it should be also. Gemara says, Shostak, he kept quiet. Shostak, Rav kept quiet. Omer Rav Sheshet, so Sheshet says, my time is Shostak, Rav. How come Rav kept quiet? Loi shmi lai hod de tanya, didn't he hear? That's what we learned. That Rav, Rav Pishomu, even though it was said, ein mekablin tzorin barzel mi Yisrael, you can't accept a tzorin barzel, we'll soon see. That means something strong like metal. In other words, when you value how much it's worth now, when you make, you value, if I take something and we make the value how much it's worth now, so that much value you have to get back. That's called something like certain barzel. That you can't do. Because then it looks like, we'll soon see the Gemara, that looks like ribbis. Avo makablin, certain barzel, and anokri. But you're allowed to accept it from a goy, because from a goy, you could take ribbis. So Rashi says, ein makablin, certain barzel means isko. If you make a business deal, shodem makabel mechaberoi, where you accept money from your friend, or makabel achrayis, you accept the complete achrayis on it. Shemesa mesoloi, if the animal dies, you have to pay back no value of it. The yamadzu that gets lost, you have to pay back no thing. And the profit you make from this animal, it's yachloiku. So therefore, sure it's also, because it looks like ribbon. That's it. That since it's certain of barzel is a clear milva, and therefore, when you pay him back the profit, here's the profit, that's like ribbis. So by a Jew it's also, but by a goy it's mutter. Avulama, but it was said that Hashem Paru lechaveroi, if somebody values a Paru to his friend, the Omar learn, he says to him, Karei Parozcha asu yalai bishloishim dinner. My Paru is worth $30. Vaniela lecho asela bachodesh. And I'll pay you rent now, a seller for each month. That's mutter. Because we did not make the value of the parah. As if to say, let's see how much it's really worth right now. Now it's worth 50. So no matter what happens to it, I'm going to have to give you back $50. That would be also. Then it looks like a milva. And then if you pay the rent, that looks like ribbis. But you're allowed to say, also libish shloshim dinner. Means that if anything happens to the parah, I'll pay you back $30. That's all. Rashi doesn't mean, I say, I'll pay you back $30. And while I'm using it now, I'll pay you rent for each month. That's mutter, it's not called ribbon. Because you didn't make it domim mechayim. That means, let's say it goes down in price, you don't have to, you have a right to give him back the animal the way it is right now. Whereas, when is it called a milvom? If I make up this animal now,